However, it is my opinion that Nazism, the effect of communism, cannot be liquidated in its persecution complex until the religious Jews in high places, in synagogue and finance, radio and press, attack the cause, attack it forthright, and the errors and the spread of communism, together with all our co-nationals who support it. I will satisfy myself simply by drawing to your attention that since the time of Christ, Jewish persecution only followed after Christians were first persecuted. Persecuted either by exploiters within their own ranks, as in the Middle Ages, or by the enemies from without, as in our own day. Many historians, in fact the vast majority of them, maintain that the Jews were persecuted because of their social philosophy. And parallel with their persecution has been the persecution of Christians, not for their social philosophy, as historians point out, but for their religion. Relative to Christian persecution in our day, in this most enlightened day of the 20th century, witness the price that Christians have paid to uphold their religion against those who are anti-religious, to uphold their Christ against those who are anti-Christ, to uphold their patriotism, their nationalism, against those who are unpatriotic and international. Between the years 1917 and 38, more than 20 million Christians were murdered by the communistic government in Russia. Between these same years, not $400 million, but $40 billion at a conservative estimate of Christian property was appropriated by the Lenins and Trotskys, the Zinoviefs and the Kamenevs, the Litvinovs and the Lipinskys, by the atheistic Jews and Gentiles, both of Russia. Those were the desperate days when Christians were not expelled from their native land. Oh, no, they were targets for the machine gun which beat out its tattoo against human hearts. Incredible days, when the altars of Christ were desecrated and the servants of Christ were massacred on ever-multiplying Calvary.